A week or two ago, I received the latest newsletter from the St. Luke Institute, which helps priests and religious sisters who have run into psychological difficulties. And the article on the front page was written by none other than Father Hugh Lagan. For your visitors today, he was resident here for a few years, and he is part of the staff there at St. Luke Institute. In his article, he spoke about positive psychology, a movement within psychology which, rather than focusing upon psychological illness, instead studies what it takes for human beings to grow and function well and thrive. Toward the end of the article, Father Lagan passed on two specific tips. Count your blessings. Every day for 1 week, write down three things that went well during the day. This can help refocus your thoughts on the positive rather than the negative and enhance your well-being. And the second tip was, make a gratitude visit. Identify someone from your past who did or said something that changed your life, but whom you never thanked. Write a letter of gratitude, being specific about what the person did and the impact on you. Then visit the person and read it to him or her. When I looked up more about the gratitude visit online, I saw that it had been found that a person who makes such a gratitude visit, or a person who receives it, is found to be happier and less likely to be depressed for months afterwards. Indeed, that the practice of the counting of blessings and the making of gratitude visits serves to refocus our attention, so that rather than perhaps being more focused upon the things that we do not have, often material things, we instead become focused upon the things that we do have and what we have received. And our focus moves from material things to instead the blessings of relationships, which are the things that are shown to make us happiest. And thus, being conscious of the blessings we have received and expressing thanks for them helps us to be happy and psychologically healthy. Now, it should not surprise us that this is the case when we consider what comes from the very roots of our Catholic faith. For we see when we look to the beginnings of salvation history that from all eternity, God is a trinity of divine persons, living in perfect communion of infinite love with each other, giving and receiving one from another. And when God created all that is, he did not do so out of any sort of necessity, as if he needed to create, or as if he gained anything from it, but rather he created utterly freely, utterly out of love. God created in order to show forth his glory, in order to share his goodness with those he created. He created us to receive all of the grace that he would pour out. He created us human beings in his image and likeness, able to receive him, to know him, to love him, the infinite God. This is the truth that has been known by the people of Israel, as well as by us who are in Christ. Interestingly, we read that in ancient Mesopotamia, that cradle of Western civilization that is today's Iraq and parts of Iran, Turkey, and Syria, there the religious beliefs involved a very different view of the gods and of creation. And their hymns rarely ever expressed thanksgiving. Whereas in the Bible, we see that thanksgiving is very frequent, drawing out powerful outpourings of the soul. And if this was present throughout the Old Testament, it deepens profoundly with the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. For from all eternity, He is the Son of the Father, who receives everything from the Father and gives everything back to the Father in love. Our Lord Jesus' sonship was the core of who He knew Himself to be. And therefore, He responded in thanksgiving. How often we hear in the Gospels that He withdrew from the crowds to pray privately. But on those occasions, when the Gospels record Him praying aloud in others' presence, He begins by giving thanks and praise to the Father. And He did not do so only in words, but rather, it was the drive of all His life and of His death. Thanksgiving from the heart of the Son. All of His life was an incessant thanksgiving to draw us to believe and return thanks to God with Him. And so how appropriate it was that as the fundamental act of His union with us, He instituted the Eucharist. The Eucharist, which, taken directly from the Greek, means thanksgiving. So that as we are joined to Him, adopted into His sonship, we also should be drawn into that return of thanksgiving to the Father, which so characterized His life, and so characterizes our life in Him. And so today, as on Sundays and feast days, we began by singing the Gloria. And what is it that we say near the beginning of that? We praise You. We bless You. We adore You. We glorify You. We give You thanks for Your great glory. Thus begins the Mass, the Eucharist. And when we come to the climax of the Eucharist, the preface always lists off, the preface in the Eucharistic prayer always lists off particular reasons for giving thanks. And it seems that we never run out of them in this great spectrum of prefaces which are given to us in different liturgical days and different liturgical seasons. As we say, let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give You thanks. And then listen to what follows, for it will always be some different facet of a reason to give thanks. And how many reasons do we have to give thanks? Like everyone around us in our nation, we have the blessings we have received of family and friends, the blessings of shelter and food and drink and clothing, the shelters of learning and of experiences. And we who are in Christ have still more. As we thank God for creation, for our redemption, for all that Christ has done for us, for all that we were rescued from, and all that we were brought into in the redemption that He has given to us. For the gift of the Holy Spirit in our sanctification. It is no wonder that St. Paul urges us to give thanks always in all circumstances. And so we give thanks for all the blessings we know we have received, and also even for those which we do not yet know, those which we overlook each day, and even those which are hidden. For St. Paul also writes, we know that all things work together for good for those who love God. And so it is that even in difficult circumstances and pain, we can affirm in faith that we are receiving blessings even in that. And one day, we will find out what they were. And so it is as St. Therese says, that all is grace. All is a gift. And so our lives more and more can be all thanksgiving. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right and just.